Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, I'm Steph.
I'm Andrew. Today, I'm going to be running the one shot. We're going to see how it goes. To start off, Steph, tell me what your character is doing on the train.
My character hurt. Where are we going?
You're on a train, headed somewhere.
My character's on vacation.
All right.
They heard that there's some really cool fish in this place, and they're really an aquatic animal enthusiast.
Okay.
And they're really excited to go explore the beaches. Are there beaches in this place?
If you want beaches to be there.
They're really excited to go explore the beaches. They heard about the magical, fantastic fish.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see that. My character's name is Slink. I am a human, a wizard bard. I come from a long line of wizards, and my dad was really disappointed in me the day I picked up a banjo. So I've studied magic for a while. But really just sometimes music takes me away to a place where spellbooks just can't. I have long, braided blonde hair with a few flowers woven into it.
Okay.
Very flower child vibes. Leaning back in my seat on the train. Really just thinking about these fish. And thinking what kind of song I can sing them when I get there to befriend them.
Song about friendship with fish.
Yeah.
The train is rolling down the tracks. And as you get closer to your destination, the next stop on this route, you can see billowing smoke coming from a street. And you can hear loud explosions as they're going off, blowing up all over the place. And the train conductor says, "We're about to arrive." As the train pulls into the station, you can still see that smoke off in the distance. So you arrive at the station, you're getting off the train, and immediately are surrounded by guards. And they're holding everyone at the front of the train, sort of lining you up in front of the train. The guards believe that the bomb that exploded one of those carriages that you saw from your train ride was lobbed out of the window of this train, and that the person responsible is on the train. So they're slowly going down, asking everyone questions, and they get to you in order of the line, and the guard looks at you. "What do you know about the explosions in the city?"
"There's explosions in the city?"
You didn't see them from the train?
"No, I was... You want to hear my new song?"
No, I don't.
I reach for my banjo. It's on my back.
Do not touch that banjo. I know about you, music people, and your magic. I put your hands down.
I throw up some finger guns, and then I put my hands down.
"Oh, I've been shot! What travesty! Somebody help me!" He's dragging himself across the ground as if he's been actually shot. And,
I just kind of...
And another guard comes and helps. "Get up! He didn't shoot you. We have to keep asking people questions. Hurry up."
As I go further down the line, I'm gonna cast Minor Illusion and just make another one of me, like 20 feet back. I can't talk. You buzz right through me. But just to mess with them a little bit.
You're the person that shot me.
Another one.
Listen, this is some sort of game. I know this is a game. I'm going to continue. I'm going to say, collect that one also. They might be together.
Okay.
So, yeah, the track bring you into the station. They have like some sort of base of operation in there, you think? Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to bring you inside. And they have like a little office. And there's one guy in there and he's sitting there. And he's like, "I don't know why they picked me. I really didn't do anything. I just was sitting here, and then, he came over and asked me about bombs. And I was like, 'Bombs? And then he was like, yeah, bombs. And bombs? And he, well, now I'm in here. I'm upset about it. How'd you get here?
Dude, almost the same thing. They said, what about the bombs? And I said, bombs? I got a song that's pretty bomb. And then I tried to play it. And now I'm arrested.
Oh, man.
I also might have shot a guy with my finger guns.
See?
I didn't... I that was an accident.
You have finger guns?
I would love to show you, but it didn't go well last time I pulled them out.
Okay. Please don't shoot me with finger guns.
Yeah. That's...
Anyway, I wish I had my, like, ukulele. We could play some.
We could have jammed. But
what happened was, is, you know, they got all Riley, and I was like, maybe I should run. And I tried to run, and, well, it broke.
Oh.
I fell on it.
Wait, do you still have it?
Yeah, but they were worried that the, like, sharp wooden pieces would be something I could use to, you know, defend myself or something. So it's, like, outside the office.
Well, hit me up later. I might be able to, and I just kind of wiggle my fingers and give him a look.
That's, all right. Hopefully that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
cool. And I'm going to just take a seat wherever I can, but, like, I'm going to, like, be very comfortable, you know? Like, I'm going to sit sideways in a chair or, like, put my legs up on something.
Okay. Yeah. The guard sort of just puts you in there and closes the door. The person sitting in the room with you, he waves his hand over his body. And as his hand is going up his body, you can start seeing the armor of one of the guards appearing as it slowly goes up his body. And his helmet is really different than the other people's helmet. And he says, I'm the captain of this guard squad.
Whoa, dude, check it out. I cast disguise self and do the same thing.
That's pretty awesome. Now, for all the trouble that you've caused me and my guard, I'm gonna have to give you a job. So, the explosion that happened was caused by someone on the train who, don't know, but the explosion helped a known goblin boss escape. And we don't want him back out there, because trouble, trouble, and more trouble are the only things that will happen if he's out there long enough. And he slaps a bracelet onto your wrist, and you feel it pulsing for a second, as if it's like got like some sort of magic in it. And then he unhandcuffs you.
I'd really love to help, but I had some big plans with the beach.
Oh, well, imagine if there was a warehouse in the dock ward where a goblin boss was, next to the beach.
You can see the beach. Shit, man, sign me up.
So that's the last known location that we know of him having work at. And that's probably the best place to check, but I wouldn't be too, like, active in that area because you might alert his people that you're coming. So, if you want to ask around and figure out what his plans are, he hands you a map. This is the dock ward.
Yeah, the place by the water.
Yeah, yeah. It's real good. Real good. Nice map. This will give you directions on going around. If you want to figure out where he is and what his plans are by asking around, you can do that. If you want to go just straight there to the warehouse, you can do that too. But hopefully by the end of the day, you can bring him in because I don't think he'll be in town very long.
I'm walking, like, you know, out of the building. I'm holding the map and I'm turning it, like tilting it one way, the other way, kind of doing a 180 with it, a full 360, just spinning this map. Sniff the air a little bit, and I say, beach! And I start walking towards the beach.
You see a bunch of weird stuff as you're going. More things similar. Just constantly weird things going through. And you finally reach a docky-type area. It sort of looks like the imagining of all those festivals that they have in like the movies about New York in Coney Island. It's like all boardwalky type stuff down there. You get down there and you can see immediately that everyone there knows you don't belong there. They're all like looking at you as they pass, like, and one of them even mumbles, "What are you even doing here? We've got work to do. We don't need tourists." Anyway, and he walks by with this giant crate and it just continues on with this.
Can I ask who, like, that, what did that person look like? Were they human? Were they goblin? Were they?
It was a normal human guy. Mm-hmm. Just walking by.
I'm just gonna keep on trucking. Do I see the warehouse, like, in question?
On the map, you can see where you need to go, but, like, the entrance to this, like, ward area is more like a boardwalk. So, like, you know where it is. You could go there, but you can't see it in, like, sight.
I would like to just pick a dock that is near it and, like, head that way. And okay. Just kind of go have a seat on a dock, dangle my feet on the in the water, but ideally next to this warehouse.
Okay. You hear some commotion coming from around the warehouse and a loud whistle.
By this point, I've pulled out my banjo. I'm strumming along. I hear the whistle and just kind of doesn't even go with the song. I'm going to stand up and kind of look over there. Like, what do I see in the direction of that harsh sound?
So looking back down the dock, there's like, the dock is like a weird like alleyway between two buildings. You can see some goblins rush by the alleyway towards the direction you think is the warehouse.
Goblins. And my fancy bracelet
yeah.
from the guy catches my eye. There's like, goblins! Yeah. I put my banjo back on my back. And can I disguise self and make myself a 1 foot shorter? So not as small as a goblin if yeah. I'm like a 5'6" person.
Yeah.
Okay, so that wouldn't work.
You could be a tall goblin.
Can I instead cast Minor Illusion and make like 2 little goblins?
Okay.
And just pretend that they're like escorting me in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to do that and like walk up to the warehouse. I'm just going, guys, we could talk about this.
There's a sound that comes from inside the warehouse that sounds like scraping on a chalkboard mixed with screaming. And black, like, ichor just starts pouring out of the bay doors and, like, just gobbles the goblin in front. And then the bay doors slowly open, and you see, inside, the goblin boss you were described to look for in a bright, like, purpley velvet robe, just summoning undead goblins. And
oh no, dude. Are we at initiative? Can I do some stuff?
You can do whatever you want to do, and if it breaks past the point that we should roll initiative, then we'll probably.
Alright, then I'm gonna cast Thunder Wave, and everyone 15 feet ahead of me has gotta succeed on a constitution save of 11. It's not a lot, but like, if they fail, they get pushed 10 feet away from me.
Okay.
And that's my goal. It's like, no.
Okay.
Ship them away.
Yeah, I'll let that happen. So the goblin boss stays still. And one of the bigger zombie goblins stays still. But the rest of them are shoved back.
All right. They all also take 2d8 damage.
Okay. All of them just like crumble apart.
Ooh, big oof over here. Nat 2. That's fine. I got my first thing in. So it makes sense, right?
Yeah. So the goblin boss in question that you're looking for is going to go first. And he looks at you. So you're probably here to catch me for the guard, aren't you? Well, I found this fancy new book while I was in jail. Stole it off of one of those punks in there. And man, it's a good read. And he starts reading something out of it in a language that you don't quite know what it is. These bones just start rising back up again. He's like, who needs an army when, I could just kill everyone and they could work for me. That's his turn. And then the bigger zombie that stayed standing up is going to go. It looks at the other zombies and like gestures toward you. And all of them move toward you. Steph, it's your turn.
I'm going to cast Suggestion on the goblin boss.
All right.
I get a sentence or two. We're cool. Come on with me. And he's got to succeed on a wisdom save of 12 or higher.
Cool. I hardly know you. What is it that you're doing outside my warehouse, in fact, is a solid question.
Those little dudes brought me. Whoa, where'd they go? Because My image would have disappeared at this point. They weren't the nicest, so I'm not mad about it, but, you know what? You make a good point, and I'm just kind of like, dance backwards. I'm not going far,
but
just like 5 feet.
You could stay.
Ah, tempting, my dude.
You don't even have to think for yourself. It'd be fun.
I'm pretty good at that, but that whole dead thing kind of harshes my vibe. When in doubt, dance it out, and I'm just gonna keep on backing up. I'm not trying to go, like, the full extent of my movement.
Okay.
Like, max 10 feet, but, like, just a little, like, shimmy kind of bopping backwards. Keep things lighthearted.
The goblin boss is going to go back to the book. And this time, he's, like, slamming through the book, throwing pages through the book. He's like, oh, this sounds cool. Well, how do I say this? Give me a hand. Steph, make a dex save. A bony, like, skeletal hand comes out of the ground, grabs you.
No.
That's pretty cool. All right, what else do I got in this book?
You hear me just let out a,
He continues flipping through the book, and he's like, yeah, goblin folks, go get him. The lieutenant is gonna go. The lieutenant's starting to walk over with the rest of the group. He points again, and again, the whole crowd of goblins zombie shifts that way. This time he kind of does this like weird like handshaky thing in the air, like he's raising the roof, and you hear some people outside of the range of the warehouse, like a little further down. You hear them scream, and then you see them come back up as zombies. All right, Steph, you get to find yourself in skeletal clutches.
Can I shoot three magic missiles and have two of them hit the book? Can I shoot at the book? Can I shoot all of them at the book? Can the book be a target?
I'm going to say yes. We'll roll the damage. And then they're going to make a dex save to keep it in their hand. And then I'll just... The two missiles hit the book, and the book kind of bounces up out of his hands. And then the third one hits him, and he misses it. And it falls onto the ground. He's looking down at the book, and the robe disappears. And he's got like a normal like goblin attire on. And
am I still in a skeleton hand?
No. All the zombies are just normal goblins again.
I'm gonna get like 10 feet closer.
Okay. And it'll go back to the goblin boss's turn. He's gonna look down at the book, and then he's gonna look up. That's very disappointing, you know. I really like this book. And then he looks at the lieutenant, and he's like, mindless zombies, not so effective. But there's got to be cooler stuff in this book, right? Like, something else? I think what we do is we just kill them. I figure out the book on my own time. He picks up the book. He's just holding the book in his hand. And he's like, yeah, I'll just read this later. He like, just throws the book back somewhere in the warehouse. He's like, well, this has been fun, guys. But, I think it's time for me to go. He's going to go run the opposite direction towards the other side of the warehouse. He'll get, his 30 feet and stop. He looks at the lieutenant. You got to carry the book. It's too heavy otherwise. Then we'll pass to the goblin lieutenant. They'll pick up the book and then move there like 15 feet towards the goblin boss. And all the other goblins, all 26 of them...
Disgusting number.
All of them are gonna look at you and then look back at the lieutenant like, are we supposed to leave with you? And the lieutenant shakes his head and then kill them. And the mob of goblins are gonna move in your direction. That's the lieutenant and the other person's turn. And then now it is Steph's turn.
How far is Goblin Boss from me?
60.
And there's a whole bunch of goblins between me and him. How long is the mob of goblins? Like, how deep is goblins?
So, you were, like, 30 feet. Yeah, because you were...
I would like to cast Sleep on the Goblin Boss. Wait, no, it's a sphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
It takes the lowest ones.
Yeah.
Dang. Never mind. I'm gonna Misty Step through the Goblin
All right.
Horde, and then I'm gonna look beyond the Goblin Horde, boop, boop.
Okay.
And then up to Goblin Boss. That's a bonus action, so I can cast a cantrip still.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion and just make a big flame wall. No, not flame. Brick wall. Just kind of out of the concrete.
Okay.
And just maybe they think it's real.
Okay. Well,
that's it. Just try and stop them from getting away.
The Goblin Boss is going to go. He sees the brick wall and is like, what? You can summon walls from the ground?
I just give a... yeah.
That's...
You should read the rest of your book, dude.
I mean, you're probably right, but I don't have time. The guards will be here soon because of all the noise that you've made. Can't a goblin just kill his other goblins in peace and raise them?
Quite a pickle. Yeah, yeah.
And then he looks back. He's like, well, I did learn something the other day. You want to see? Probably not, actually. Never mind. I don't know why I'm asking you. Check this out. He raises his hand into the air, and you hear like this faint like whisper, and he's like, I'm going to need a little more help than I got right now. And more goblins just appear out of like thin air into that crowd. And then he's like, you guys, break down this wall. That's going to be his turn. The goblin lieutenant is going to work to break the wall, is going to swing at the wall and crashes right through it onto the ground and is prone. And the goblin boss looks at the goblin lieutenant. You mean to tell me that's not even a wall? I don't get it. I came all the way here from a magical place to make a normal life. And now I'm stuck with this book full of like weird, cool magic stuff. And I gotta read it. I can't not read it. It's obviously the best thing to do, the right thing to do. Will you get off the floor? And the goblin lieutenant shakes his head. No.
No, he's not getting off the floor. Yeah.
And then he's like, well, at least make them do something. And then the goblin lieutenant's like, and like waves his hand around. The mob of goblins starts moving toward you. So they'll make their, 15 feet of movement cluttered together in the direction of this warehouse. Steph, it's your turn. You're there with Goblin Boss and knock down Goblin Lieutenant.
I'm going to try this again and cast... And it's only the two of them in front of me?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and cast Sleep.
All right.
On the two of them. I'm going to cast it at second level so I get an additional 2d8 for every slot above first level. So that's 7d8.
Okay. All right.
To try and knock them out. That's 40 points of sleep.
Okay. Lieutenant is like prone lying on the ground. And then it looks like, wow, this is comfortable. And it falls asleep. And the goblin boss looks at the lieutenant. I don't understand what's going on here.
It's a really good... You should check out page 47. That's one of my favorites.
You have page numbers in a book that I have?
We have the same book.
Do we have the same book?
I got it from the library.
Oh.
Yeah, check the inside cover if you see Skinkerink.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I checked it out.
Did see that.
2 months ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Dang.
A great read.
Yeah, no, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, did you see the weird guy there? He was like, take your books back to the library.
Yeah, dude, that's the reason you have that book right now. He scared me into bringing it back.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, he's mad spooky, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he just keeps popping up randomly.
Yeah, how's he find us?
I don't know. And then he's gonna lean down and grab the book. He's like, I guess I'm going to have to use this because he's sleeping on the job and, well.
Yeah, can I kind of like reach it? Like, can I show you some?
No. This is my book. I've procured it from.
Okay, but like, can I make a persuasion?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Because like, we're bonding.
All right.
No, he definitely pulls it back. That's a 7.
And he's like, well, all right. I think we're just going to do something real, real fun that I saw all the way in the back of the book. It looked like the best thing. he flops the book open to like one of the last three pages.
You should try one of those wall summons.
And he's like, this one's really cool, actually. He's going to open the book all the way to the back. And he's like, you know what's cooler than an army of goblins that come out of thin air? What if they were all on fire? He's going to like read something from the book. And all of the goblins are just going to become a wall of flame. And it's going to move forward a good 15 feet towards you. Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need this warehouse anymore because I'm leaving, obviously. Burn stiff.
I'm going to try and sleep this guy.
All right.
And pass sleep at first level. 5d8 to knock out his hit points. I look at the fire and he said, like, isn't that? I was like, that's pretty cool. Check this one out. 28 hit points worth of sleep.
He looks at you. Is that your mixtape? And falls asleep.
I hold back, and you just, it's not cool, man. I've been working real hard on it. They're struggling not to, like, wake him up and yell at him.
Yeah.
All right.
The wall of fire just disappears.
I'm going to try and, like, start tapping on my watch. Hello? I think we did it.
That's not a communication device. Hey.
Who's yelling at me?
The guards.
You can hear me.
We couldn't get in because of the wall of fire, but we've been out here for a while.
Yeah. You heard my call. I was so glad. That was really fast. Does it also teleport you?
No.
To where the call is coming from?
No, that's... We were already here at the warehouse. We couldn't get
before it. I even called you, dude?
Yeah.
Is it reading my mind? Are there wires in my brain from this? I knew it felt tingly.
Yeah. Wires. The captain and the guards come in and they start gathering the lieutenant and the goblin boss. You got the goblin boss?
Thanks for joining us on this adventure. We'll catch you back here in 2 weeks. That's dicey.